I can still feel the stinging. The marks on my back will be there for weeks to come. My legs will be weak for the next couple of hours. You probably want to know what happened to me. Let me tell you. I was at a party with a friend of mine, but we had gotten separated. I just stayed where I was and continued to dance with whoever would join me. And this man, with his dark hair and sexy, sinister looks, came up behind me, and we danced. He put his hands on me. I didn't mind. His hand roamed up and he rested it on my neck. It felt good, having his rough hand on my neck. I didn't think much of it, until he brought his mouth close to my ear, whispering to me. He told me I looked like a slut, and that I was to be treated like one. His hand reached forward onto my throat, and he squeezed, cutting off my air. He said I was to obey him, to please him, to let him hurt me however I wished. He lessened his grip on my throat and allowed me air. He walked us both backwards, slowly, and proceeded to drag me down the stairs into the cellar. This is where my brain began to function again, and I screamed for help. He quickly tightened his grip on my throat and pressed me against the cold stone wall. He told me I was to keep my mouth shut, or I was going to be hurt. Then he thought for a moment and told me I was going to be hurt either way, but one would be far more enjoyable for both of us. I pleaded with him, asking him to please let me go. I promised not to tell a soul about the entire thing if he'd just let me go. He got his mouth close to my own and told me in a cruel voice that he wanted me in pain. He wanted to mark me in ways that I'd remember him any time I moved. I pleaded with him once more. He told me that if I said please one more time, I was going to wish I hadn't. So, I pleaded with my eyes. They welled in tears, then expelled them down my cheeks. His eyes took on a look not unlike a sociopath. He smiled a crooked smirk, licked his lips, and slapped me across the face. I'm not saying I deserved the slap. I'm not saying it was from there that I knew what hell I was in store for. I'm saying that in that moment, feeling the heat and pain in the flesh of my face, I knew I had been wrong all along. This was a pivotal moment that set my life on a course that no one could see coming. This was the moment I realized that I enjoyed the pain. I no longer could imagine a better feeling. There was no better form of foreplay. I turned my face back to him, my cheeks still red from his strike, and I saw myself in the reflection of his eyes. I watched my mouth turn up at one corner. He had woken something up inside me. there was a new feeling. A hunger. With a devilish smile on my face, I said to him, "Please." His mouth took on a cruel and sexy smile. He grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled on it, turning my face up slightly. I got a harsher slap than the first one, and I laughed. A look of confusion momentarily washed over his face, quickly replaced with one of realization. Then the real fun began. Before that day, I thought that plain, ordinary sex was the most wonderful kind. That was my mistake. He once again took me by my throat and pushed me to my knees on the cold ground. He brushed his thumb over my lips and I opened my mouth for him. He pushed all four fingers in my mouth to my throat, gagging me. It seemed to only last a few minutes before he pulled his hand away. With it still wet from my mouth, he slapped me again. I licked the transferred saliva off my cheek as it slowly ran down. He took my hair once more and removed his pants, revealing a big, thick cock. He pressed the head against my lips, and I once again opened my mouth for him. He slid his cock in until it hit the back of my throat, bringing a gag out of me. He fucked my mouth and made me gag repeatedly. All the while, I repaid the pain to him. I dragged my nails in his skin, down his stomach and thighs, and even on his back and his ass. I dug my fingertips into his thighs and they turned to bruises later on. He pushed me backward away from him and told me to remove my clothes. I don't think I had taken clothes off that fast any time before that. In a blink of an eye, I had removed my shirt and bra. He slapped my tits, and I'd be a liar if I said I didn't moan. He slapped all over my body as I undressed myself. My tits, stomach, thighs, ass, back, even my pussy. He got me right on the clit, and the pleasurable pain is virtually indescribable. Then he fucked me. He picked me up, turned me around, bent me over, and fucked me. He held me there by my hair and my hip, using that hand to provide me with more pain. He clawed at my skin, slapped me more, held me by my throat as well as my hair. It was ecstasy. He brought me to the edge of an orgasm and gave my clit more slaps until I clenched on his cock with the most intense orgasm that I had ever experienced. He released me and I dropped back to my knees, hunched over and panting. Occasionally, twitching from the orgasm. I felt his hand snake around my throat once more, and he whispered in my ear again. He told me I was going home with him.